This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Hossman, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and the most punctual Saints head coach ever, Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So, not how you wanted this Monday to be. You'd rather be preparing for the playoffs. We all get that. You had your final meetings today, said, you know, meeting with the team. I guess just from a broad standpoint, kind of a final message you wanted them to take away with them.
Yeah, I think just an opportunity to, you know, I appreciate all the work that these guys put into this thing from a physical, emotional standpoint. I think, you know, a season's really long, you know, 18 weeks plus all training camp and all that. And so, you know, just really appreciate what these guys have done, the way these guys have battled. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things to be proud of, just the way our guys navigated the season, kept stuck together through some adversity. And, you know, I think we showed, you know, a lot of stuff down the stretch of what we're capable of, and hopefully we can build on that foundation.
And, you know, something to be in a positive or really, this is unbelievable to me, because a big enough sample size, Bijan Robinson only got nothing on the Saints. I mean, here's a cat, number one in the NFL, 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Well, against the Saints, not so fast. 43 total yards from scrimmage, the third lowest single game total of his career. Coach, after you watched the film, along with Coach Staley, was it just unbelievable team defense? Because Bijan Robinson is like, man, I know I don't want to play the Saints.
Yeah, well, I think credit to our defense. Really good plan by Brandon, the coaching staff, and then really good execution by our guys. And I think when you play a guy like him, it truly is going to take all 11. And from the, you know, the knockback from the defense line, the setting the edges, edge rushers, the linebackers flowing, and certainly the secondary showing up and making tackles, because ultimately they're going to make some tackles out in space on him. And that's going to be your way to limit those big explosive plays that he tends to make in these games.
Now, Coach Moore, two things for next season. Bobby, can we just take a deep breath and wait till next season? No, because I think these two areas, I know you're going to address this. We only scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. I know that's more than it's not even quite 2 points a game. So, I mean, when you got safety, I mean, I know you got to be discouraged with that to get off to a faster start. And then the turnover margin, we cannot be in the minus category. We were minus four. Look at the game, the first one we had against the Giants. You get five straight takeaways. I know they come in bunches, but we got to be on the plus side in that. No, if you give it up, you got to get two back. I heard coaches tell that all the time, to be on the plus side, how important that is because of the parity in the NFL and the turnover margin and also getting off to a faster start.
Yeah, no question. Two areas we got to improve as a team collectively. It starts putting a good, really good plan through the offseason, evaluating what this season looks like, how we can correct it, how we can improve upon it. Because like I said, that first quarter obviously was not good enough overall from a season standpoint. We got to find a better solution there. And then, you know, we got to go create some takeaways, and we do need to take care of the ball a little bit better. And so, you know, we're going to get better, and that's going to have a huge impact on next season.
Coach, kind of talk about Tyler Shuck a little bit. You know, started week 9 in L.A., got his first start. Really, from a third down passing leader, he's one of the best in the NFL, 67%, 5 touchdowns. His QB rating was 103, which is the best in the NFL. And I guess the benefit that he will get now, because he's already said he wants to be here, wants to have some Mardi Gras, wants to eat some crawfish, right? He wants to be a part of the OTAs and everything that he can and just really dive into this offense as much as you can, deeper with you. I mean, that's got to be a great benefit. I'm not saying it's not going to be, you know, a competition, but, you know, to have that, you know, right now in your locker room.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, obviously Tyler showed a lot of good film out there, and we're excited to be able to kind of evaluate, build off of that. Tyler's gotten better each and every opportunity, and I think so many of these guys, you know, the rookies in particular, when you look at those guys, they've been through a lot the last 18 to 24 months. You know, you play a full college football season, then you go right into this draft process where they're doing senior bowls and combines and workouts. And then they just roll right into our offseason program. Then they have a full season, which is longer than any season they've ever played in. And so they've done a lot. And so I think what's really cool for these guys is a chance to kind of just, you know, quickly take a breath, but then have a full offseason to kind of build up, utilize all the film that they've put out there, and be ready to go for next year. And so I think, you know, everyone likes to talk about that second year jump. And I think, you know, a lot of guys are going to have that opportunity. Certainly Tyler's going to be a very noteworthy one of that. But I'm excited to continue to build this thing. You know, and we got great opportunities ahead of ourselves.
You know, Coach Moore, to start the game, we went 3-and-out. I should say our defense forced them to go into 3-and-out. And then, you know, nice completion, Shuck to Juwan Johnson, plus 19, then we fumbled, so minus 1 right there in the turnover margin. And I already addressed that. And then you look, the game continues, and then we end up going like 3-and-out. Then all of a sudden, we backed up and we get a block punt. And I thought we really would have the advantage over Atlanta in the special teams units. But that block punt, looking at the punt protection in that first quarter, did the Falcons out-scheme us there with their plan on that play? Because somebody can't be coming scot-free like that. Is that, I look like Chris Rump. I don't know. Miscommunication there. What happened on that? Because I know you can't have no block punt, and all of a sudden they got first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, obviously we don't want that. You know, really big play in this game. You know, when these games are this tight a margin, 2-point game, a block punt backed up is obviously going to have a huge impact. And I thought schematically they did a really good job designing that. We didn't do a good enough job executing from a protection standpoint. Everyone being on the same page and not understand how to handle that adjustment and that twist game that they kind of made a little twist inside, and we didn't pass it off well enough. And, you know, just like any other phase in pass protection and shooting basketball with a pick and roll, like you got to work together, and we got to be tied together, and we didn't get that one done.
Need to take our first break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off.
National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss, along with Bobby Hebert and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And quickly, before I get to my question, did you hear from Dave Canales, or do you have any buddies that, you know, coach for Carolina?
Dave and I did exchange a little text message, but you know, obviously they got an awesome opportunity. They earned their way into it by winning more games than the rest of our division, and so you know, obviously you know, this will be a fun division for a number of years for us all.
So I wanted to talk, I mean, just the amazing play yesterday. Bobby talked from a defensive standpoint, but Cam with the sacks, and man, Chase Young is a beast. I want to just watch him play next week. DeMario, Carl Granderson, his first pick, hadn't had a sack since week four. Just, man, those guys, I mean, Atlanta's got their normal team, right? It's their normal offense. It's not like, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, young guys in there. That was an impressive, from the first play, defensively.
Yeah, yeah. Big time credit to our guys of just coming out there and competing. And I thought they did an awesome job. I think started with stopping the run, doing a really good job there. And then from that standpoint, you know, when you stop the run, it allows you to rush the passer in some passing situations. And our guys had a huge impact on the game. I thought our defense really, really played really good football throughout that entire game for four quarters.
Now, Coach Moore, I don't know how to even ask a question. It's going to be a statement, and I want to know how you're going to go about addressing this, I guess, in the off season. Because, you know, the parity, again, is a game of inches, whatever. Or are you going to make the field goal, or are you going to miss it? Or an extra point? You just look what happened last night between the Steelers and the Ravens. And this day and age, I don't know, you're kicking a 40-yard field goal. That's 40-plus. I don't know. That's like a long extra point. But this, to me, bothered me. I don't know how you go about addressing it. I guess you bring in competition. I guess that's the winning formula. But this cost us this year. If you look at 50-plus field goals, that was really hard back in the day. But today, no, a number of kickers can do that. This caught my attention. As a team, we were 7-12, 50-plus yards. You know what our opponents were? 10-10. Of 50-plus yard field goals. And look how that made a difference in whether you won or lost. Now, you throw in there 50-plus yard field goals. We were 5 of 10. What? No, we got to be at least 8 of 10, if not 9 of 10, 40-plus yards, while our opponent was 9 of 11. So I just look at all the points that we left on the field there, and our opponents were able to convert just by kicking field goals. You know, you want to get touchdowns, but those 40-plus yard field goals and 50-plus yard field goals, to me, it has to be addressed. How do you address that in offseason? Is it about competition? And this is, hey, you make it, you keep your job. If not, then we're going to see who's going to be able to make those kicks consistently from 40, even 50-plus yards.
Yeah, I think obviously we have some growth opportunities there. I think, you know, I'm excited with what Charlie put out there for his first time as a kicker in the NFL and really in football in general. You know, he gave us some opportunities in some games. Can he get better? Absolutely. I'm excited for to see him go through that journey. Obviously, we'll let the whole offseason kind of work itself out. And the NFL, there's competition in every aspect. We understand all that stuff. But, you know, Charlie certainly, you know, put us in position in a number of these games. And obviously, you know, we do have some out there that we'll continue to try and get better at and navigate. And so, yeah, that's part of this journey. It's part of this journey of getting better, and that's what's important. We just got to keep growing.
You know, Coach Moore, I'm looking at, okay, Gonzalez makes a 51-yard field goal. Now it's 13-7, and we get the ball, and we're very aggressive on fourth down. Play calling outstanding, fourth and four. Shuck hits Juwan Johnson, plus 14. Fourth and three, Shuck hits Taysom, plus 13. Then all of a sudden, we get close to the goal line. Now first and goal, 9-yard line. Estimate goes plus 8. Now we're in a 4th-and-1 situation, and we get a penalty on Pettis with the pick play. Ultimately, we got to kick a 29-yard field goal to make it 13-10, but it would have been nice if we could have taken a 14-13 lead. But the question I have for you, how do y'all coach the technique on the pick play? Because to me, that was a penalty that Pettis has to be subtle. And you might say, Bobby, what do you know about the pick play? Let me tell you, Coach Moore, we practiced this with June Jones in the old run and shoot, how to run a damn pick play and how a receiver. And I could go in the field and help the wide receiver coach to show you how you can run a pick play and not get the penalty. Because you know, the referees, they all train to know to not let a pick play happen. But you have to be like, no, you're actually running your route and you have peripheral vision to get in the way of the defender. You can't go block him. Now, I'm not saying Pettis went out and not block him, but he wasn't subtle enough. So that was a penalty. And that, I think that cost us, because you can't get away with a pick play. You think, oh, well, Bobby, you can't do that. But what's your comment on that? And, Coach, I'm willing for hire on the pick play to help coach all up for free.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, first and foremost. It was obviously a tough play for us, tossed us some points and some opportunities there. Really, it's about, you know, traffic control. And we had a lot of guys that kind of end up in, we called a play from the 1 yard line, and there's a lot, you know, there's a reduced space in the end zone. And so, kind of space got congested. Some guys ran into each other. Obviously the educational opportunity there is, really just to finish your routes, you know, just to finish your routes and finish the route that you're assigned to. And so, because of that, you know, really you're not trying to run a pick play at 9 yards deep in the end zone. They're going to call those. You're just trying to run your route and execute. And so, obviously a challenging one for us just because we lost 4 points there.
Need to take another break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Coach Moore and Mickey Loomis will have their kind of end-of-year press conference on Wednesday, but we're talking to them tonight. We will do more so after the break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing First in Service. But I know next week is not a game, but there is a next week. And so two things for you, Coach, I guess, because the Senior Bowl, and man, it's the new year will be, NFL season will be upon us quickly. What will you do to kind of decompress a little bit? And I guess as a first-year NFL head coach, the youngest in the league, what was the one thing that, I don't know, I don't want to say it was the biggest challenge for you or that stood out, like time management or, you know, how do you decompress? And what was the one thing for you as a first-year head coach that was like, oh okay, here we are?
I think certainly it was a journey that we all went on. And, you learn a lot your first year. By no means are you going to have everything figured out. I thought time management and kind of navigating all the components of being the head football coach is obviously something you're going to get better at each and every opportunity you have. And so certainly there's a lot of growth opportunities there. I'm excited that the way we finished and the foundation that we've laid, and excited for moving forward. And then the biggest thing is it quickly turns over to continue to build this. We'll all get a little chance to breathe here a little bit, spend a little family time. And then before you know it, you know, we're into the mode of, you know, Senior Bowl, combine, into the roster evaluations and building this thing back up. And so, every year has that full cycle. I'm excited about that journey. I'm excited, you know, last year, really just the way our season went in Philadelphia, obviously, which was all great, obviously having a chance to go all the way through the Super Bowl. But, this year having a little bit extra time to go through this offseason, I think is going to be really beneficial for our entire staff and our entire organization. When you get to team up with the personnel department and go through the whole draft process, I think that's going to be really good for us.
Now, Coach Moore, you talk about you have a little more extra time. Obviously, you played up to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. So what does Coach Moore do? I know you're from the Northwest. Are you a snow skier, or you head to the beach and want to get even the cold? Or what do you do? Or you let your wife, whatever she wants to do, you do?
I think quickly you realize this becomes family time. And so you take the last place seed in the family. And, our kids got a lot of stuff going on as far as activities and stuff. And so, hey, you just get to be a dad, which ultimately is the number one title we get to all have. And so I'm excited about that. We'll get to hang out with them. Certainly we'll take a trip or two when we have a little bit of time available to us, whether the kids have a break. And so, that'll be obviously the goal. And as we get back into it.
When you say a trip, you didn't say whether you like to snow ski or you go to the beach.
I think you got to feel the cold for about a week or two. You know, I was just talking to a lot of our players, actually. You know, there's a number of guys going up north. I'm like, you guys really want to get back in that cold, huh? So do it for a couple of weeks, experience, see the snow, and then get the heck out of there and get back down here. So,
well, you might want to tell them, you know, hey, take a peek at 2026. On the road, you got Baltimore, Carolina, you don't know. It might be January, Chicago, Cincinnati, the New York Giants. They're going to be outside in the cold enough in 26.
Yes, no doubt. Now, that'll be all great things. That's going to be some fun games there.
Now, Coach Moore, going back to football, I thought this was unbelievable. Amongst the best defenses in the NFL, and, you know, everyone gives the Texans defense credit, Broncos, Seahawks. You can go on and on. You think amongst the top defenses. One thing, we've been outstanding on third down defense. Our third down defense has been awesome to get off the field. Now, it hasn't been every game. I know you want the third down offense to be better. It wasn't so much against Atlanta. We're only 5 of 16. But that's something I know you also look at the film and address. But whatever y'all doing next year on third down defense, you need to tell Coach Staley to keep doing because that has definitely been a winning form, and obviously we want to get better on third down offense.
Yeah, no question. Those are as everyone likes to call them, they like to call them money downs, and those are big-time hard downs. I think it's just a good example of our guys just getting better on defense, taking advantage of the opportunity, growing through a season. I remember a couple times early in the year, I think we were having conversations the other way where we just couldn't get those stops on those, you know, ideal third downs. And so credit to our guys is just finding solutions, getting better. Certainly we'll continue to do that. And in each phase, you know, on offense, we'll try and get better from a third down perspective. We got to convert some more there, which I think we will as we grow this thing together. And so, I'm excited.
Now, Coach, last one I got, Hoss. I was always being concerned with this because I always look at the hidden yardage and you're trying to flip the field. We got to get better net punting. Net punting, that was, obviously you look at big punt return that affects the net against Seattle at the beginning of the year. But this game, net punting was like 35.4 versus 50.3 on the season. We're never able to get over the hump. Going into the game, we were giving up like 42. Our opponents were getting 42 net. We were like at 37.5. So when you're trying to perfect all areas and address them, that also has to come into consideration. Just overall, like our coverage units. But the reason why I bring this up, because over a long period of time, I'm talking about over a decade plus, a dozen years, whatever, we were always in the top five on special teams. Whether you're talking about Chris Banjo, JT Gray, we got a lot of young guys out there now on the defensive side, and they're contributing at a high level. But I'm talking about whether you're punting, kicking, whatever, that's something we cannot afford to lose because, you know, you want to win in all phases. But I would just looked at that seemed like net punting, we never were able to win that.
Yeah, I think it's something for us, obviously. What these offseason provide is us a great opportunity to, you know, look at those numbers, study them, evaluate the film. What can we improve on? How do we need to get better from a schematic standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, put our guys in the best position to be successful. And so, there's definitely some room for growth there. We're excited about that. We got to get better. We got some younger guys that are going to be able to grow as we go through this offseason. And so it's all a great opportunity for us to get better. And I'm excited about that.
So, Coach, as a first-year NFL coach, and, you know, you want buy-in, right? You know, it's a new program. It's a new DC. It's a new head coach. And when you get off to a tough start, 1-5, 2-10, but yet at the end, and you're talking to all these guys, and, you know, today talked to a lot of players, and they want to be a part of the next step. And this is a team that was 5-12 last year, 6-11. And so you must feel some satisfaction that they are part of the buy-in, irrespective of the record. Great finish, 4 of your last 5, but it's tough to get that buy-in early. But when you have it now, there must be some satisfaction that you know you're on the right path, and they believe also that this organization is on the right path.
Yeah, I think this thing really comes down to getting the right people in the building. And I think Mickey and Jeff, Kai, Michael, all those guys in the personnel department have done such a good job of that. And I think we've just really done a great job collectively through this entire season. We got an awesome, awesome group of players and people in this building who are all aligned. They all are very connected. I think, credit to our veterans, our leaders, to go through, some rocky road stuff through this season, the way our season went, and to have to navigate that. And, you always like to say stick to the process, trust the process and all that sort of stuff. Well, it challenges you when you're not getting the results ultimately. And for our guys to stick with it, keep going, keep competing, keep getting better, and to feel the success come as the season went on, I think, gave everyone a good taste at the end, gave everyone some optimism. We got a ton of really, really good players, but more importantly, really, really good people. And so I'm excited to continue to build with that group. We'll continue to go through this process. We know, those locker rooms change every off season. That's just what the NFL is. And so we just got to keep onboarding really good people, which we will, and we'll be in an excellent position to go for it next year.
Well, couldn't agree more. And I think there's a ton of optimism in and out of that locker room and certainly around this city, region, and the whole area. And so we appreciate your time, this season. I know you'll miss us next Monday night. You won't know what to do without talking to Bobby and I. But again, thank you. And just keep it going in the right direction.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.